he's had stunning accuracy, and because he's getting it from the same Bilderberg Group circles that we've gotten key leaks from, and I know who the individual is, of course. Dr. Stan Monteef, separately, he's been doing this for almost 50 years. He knows who this retired Big Three oil CEO is. And so I can confirm that this individual is real and is telling Lindsey Williams this information. And the bigger issue here is, are the circles he's still moving in, is he being fed any disinfo? But now, all these revelations later, almost everything this guy's talked about has happened. Oil's at $50 a barrel. He says it's going to 150. It goes to 150, just as Lindsey said it would. Well, now he's dying of cancer. Not Lindsey Williams, but his source is terminal cancer. He almost died already a year and a half ago. That's why this latest info came out. He's dying of cancer. Lindsey's talked to him several times the last 2 weeks. And it's just incredible revelations from a top-level elitist view of where everything's going. And with us for the next hour and 30 minutes or so, then I'm getting into the threat fusion centers and all the other economic news, is Pastor Lindsey Williams. Pastor, great to have you. If you can, just talk about this individual, kind of recap it. Then we're going to come back in the long segment and just boil down all the big developments that he told you. Then we'll go through each one in more detail. But Lindsey Williams, thank you for breaking this here first.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me the privilege of being on InfoWars this morning. And people out there in the listening audience, please, I beg of you, listen to this entire program. You need to hear everything. Do you realize that only seconds ago, only moments ago, Janet Napolitano came on over national news, the Homeland Security Director, and she said, we are very, now this is a special bulletin only moments ago. I happened to catch it just before coming on the program right now. And she said, we are very concerned about a cyber war attack. I knew about this a week ago. Folks, you cannot imagine how important this program is.
You were telling us this last night. Well, I mean, we wrote notes on what you told us in that lengthy pre-interview to find out what's happening. You were saying, Now, notice, the Israelis admittedly launched this worm. Now we've got to give up control of our internet because of a worm our own system launched.
Yes, we are on the verge. I knew a week ago that we were on the verge of something catastrophic that the elite were going to do. And here this morning, just moments ago, Janet Napolitano says a cyber war. Folks, when I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years, I was their chaplain. I lived with them. And one of the first things I learned was, listen to their buzzwords. They tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. It is part of their, their code of ethics. I believe that we have a definite warning. And in the course of the program today, Alex, I'm going to tell your listening audience everything that they can expect through 2012.
Amazing. Let's briefly talk about this, your source, and the fact that he already spilt his guts a few years ago because he thought he was going to die. Now he says he's terminally ill with cancer.
Well, for the past 35 years, there have been two individuals that I knew when I lived with the elite of the world that have given me information. Every time they have said something, I dared to risk my credibility and go on every radio talk show I could get on, such as I'm doing right now with you, and tell what these people say. This individual, I found out about 3 or 4 months ago, had cancer. He went to the Lower 48 out of Alaska, where he lives, to have cancer therapy. I could not contact him for about 2 months. I have been completely out of the talk show circuit for 3 months' time because without information from him, I couldn't guarantee that what I was saying was true. I was finally able to contact him through his relatives. He is terminal with cancer. This man has told me everything that the elite are going to do. You can imagine that a person
under
a situation such as this.
So this is the biggest data dump ever we're about to get.
And yes, this is probably the most.
The U.S. government, allied with Israel, clearly put out the super worm a month ago. Now they say it's blowing back. The Pentagon needs to take the web over with cybersecurity and surveil everything you're doing and censor people and have a kill switch, which they already put in. They're just announcing it to save you from it. And here it is. Pentagon will help Homeland Security Department fight domestic cyber attacks. And on local news, they're announcing the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, are spying on citizens. They're working with the Threat Fusion Center run by the CIA. It's just totally illegal, total takeover of society. This is it. The soft coup is accelerating, and Lindsey Williams has spent months trying to get a hold of his former Big Three oil company CEO, who we've always gotten great intel from because they love to tell people what they're going to do. And it mirrors the Bilderberg Group, Davos, Switzerland info we get months after Williams talks about it. And he is dying of cancer. He's been under cancer treatment. He is terminal. And this may be one of the last times Lindsey's been able to talk with him. We got cut off by the break, but I was saying, Lindsey, it sounds like what you're saying, you were actually out of breath yesterday when we talked to you, that this is the biggest, most important information he's ever given you, and that he basically completely spilt his guts. Is that accurate?
Yes, I would say that'd be a good way to put it. And if ever anyone has doubted the existence of a group of people on the face of the earth that control the world, let me emphatically say to you, as strongly as I possibly can, there is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, and they have definite plans right now for you and for your household. And folks, what you're going to hear today is just an extension of what Alex Jones is saying day after day, except I was able to get it from one of them himself, who now is at a point where he would probably tell everything in the condition he's in, Alex.
Now, you've been able to talk to him several times the last 2 weeks. Do we know how long he thinks he has?
Well, it's not going to be very long. He has terminal cancer. And I am very concerned for him. I'm also very concerned for him spiritually. In fact, in our last conversation, I tried every way I possibly could to present him the truth of salvation through Jesus Christ. And Alex, I really think, and you probably hear my voice break because I'm so concerned, I really think we're going to see this man in heaven.
Well, let's hope that's the case, and we'll talk about that before you leave us coming up in about an hour and a half. Lindsey, run through, these are the notes I wrote from talking to you yesterday. Russia-China, recent agreement with Russia to supply China with oil and natural gas, what that means. Iran, elites want trouble within 3 to 4 months. Mortgages, feds will own every mortgage in America. That's why they engineered this. Crude oil, back to 150 to 200 a barrel. In direct proportion to deflation of the dollar will result in $5 a gallon in 6 to 8 months. Gold, silver won't slow down, will skyrocket from this point. And then you've got dealing with what he talks about, this global leader that your source says they're going to have rise. And then your other source, who we won't name, who had dinner with Janet Napolitano, we'll get to that as well and some other issues. Let's run through these bullet points and other ones that we didn't write down, and then let's start with what you think's most important and go through it in detail.
Everything that Alex has just said, it will take place. The elite are on track. They are on time. They have a timeline. They are going to do these things exactly as they're saying, and nothing but divine intervention could possibly stop it. I have found out the following. Folks, keep your eyes on China and Russia. Never mind the Middle East. Never mind North and South Korea. Don't worry about these little skirmishes around the world. The very thing they want to get your mind off of is that which is most important. Right now, watch China and Russia. Russia and China just signed an agreement.
China just announced they're going to freeze rare earth mineral shipments to the United States, and they run the biggest mining operations in Africa and other areas like Australia to get those rare earth minerals used in everything that's electronic.
Yes, and as of this year, Russia has become the number one supplier of crude oil on the face of the earth because of their super deep wells, which BP attempted to duplicate in the Gulf of Mexico, and as you know, they couldn't do it, and finally it blew out. Now, Russia is the number one supplier, surpassing Saudi Arabia as of this year. China and Russia have just signed an agreement whereby Moscow said that they are ready to supply all of the energy needs that China has. That is both crude oil and natural gas. And let me tell you why this is so important. Because natural gas, Russia is the supplier of natural gas to Europe. And whenever China comes in and takes everything they've got, what's going to happen to Europe? What a perfect tool of bribery and espionage for
them. Well, we know Putin already uses the fact that, 80% or more of the gas to Europe comes from Russia. He's already used that before and has actually turned it off before.
Yes, and can you imagine Walmart without a single product made that it says on it made in China? I mean, folks, we are on the verge of something so catastrophic, and they say to me, watch China and Russia. Folks, I am telling you in advance.
Okay, what did he specifically say is going to happen on that front?
Well, first of all, when Russia and China signed this agreement for the supply of all petroleum products, natural gas, and so on, Alex, this is so important. There was no dollar value given to the deal. No dollar value. Why? They're not going to use the dollar. I mean, this is going to devastate our currency because now the whole world will follow suit and say, we're going to use something else. Well, we'll get back to that.
And that move's already happening.
Yes, it is happening right now while you're listening to this program. This is taking place, and you are facing something with Russia and China that is so important. You want to focus all of your attention on what's happening with Russia and China. You remember, I said this on your program 2 years ago, whenever this gentleman gave me everything they were going to do through 2012 before he became terminally ill, and he said to me, he said, China is the big one. You remember those exact words? It's in my notes from 2 years
yes.
ago on your program. And that's exactly what he's saying to me again. China is the big one. Watch Russia and China. That's where the big issues are going to take place in the near future, Alex.
And that's why the globalists have all been moving there and moving their main operations. This isn't like our elite are failing. Our elite aren't our elite. They're the global corporate crime syndicate that's organized this whole thing.
Yes, our elite know exactly what they're doing. For instance, Ford is investing $500 million with their new Chinese partner, Chung Yang Ford Mazda Automobile Limited, right now in China, $500 million engine plant in China, 400,000 engines annually. Ford is the 11th. Listen to this. Washington has deceived us. Ford is the 11th ranking auto producer in China. Ford sold 368,000 vehicles in China since.
And we know GM on record used bailout money to move to China and Brazil. And I saw it in the Statesman in Austin last week. The communist Chinese government just leased 600,000 acres of prime oil and gas fields in southeast Texas. So they are just taking everything over. They have become fabulously wealthy. The globalist gave the Panama Canal to them. They have positioned this takeover, this destruction of the U.S. from the highest levels of the government.
And every bit of this is being done by the elitists, the very people that I rubbed shoulders with for 3 years on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline.
All right, let's continue.
Two of which still give me information. Folks, believe everything you just heard Alex say and everything he's saying on his programs every day. This is not fantasy. This is for real.
What did he say? So the dollar is going to start dying even faster with all this oil and gas coming online out of Russia. Other facets to that.
Well, I do believe that they have accelerated, and please notice the word, I believe that they have accelerated that program. The main thing is they do not want the American people to rise up. They are scared to death of rebellion. And folks, don't you depend on this election. It may turn out to be what you want it to be. On the other hand, they may rig these voting booths because they're electronic. You've got to understand that the elite are on track with what they're doing. And they know exactly what's going to take place. And I do believe that they have accelerated their program because he's giving me some things now that I thought was going to take another year or two before they would take place. And we're going to talk about Iran today and a lot of these others. So, Alex, the elite are right on target.
All right, let's continue with the whole energy front. Let's get into what he told you on crude oil.
Well, first of all, crude oil is let me go back just a ways. You remember 2 years ago, this individual called me on the phone. He was very angry at me because of something I had said. He threatened me. And at the time, I tried to be friends with him, and he said the price of crude oil is going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. I came on InfoWars. I told that. 2 months later, it took place exactly like he said it. Now, folks, you can believe this also. There is going to be a definite move in crude oil prices immediately. You had best get your dinner table ready for it. All of you truck drivers out there, I beg of you to take note of this. 2 years ago, I said it was going down. It's over. Here's the sign. watch crude oil. Okay, he gave to me a year ago, this individual, this elitist, he said to me, I want to give you a sign, Chaplain Williams, and I think he was giving it to me so that I could prepare my own personal household. I'm going to read it to you exactly like he said it a year ago. He said, watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elitist in their program. These are his exact words. Now, where is crude oil going? You've seen it just within the past few days. Diesel fuel in my area has gone up 10 cents a gallon. Crude oil is going back. Are you ready? Here we are.
Stay back there. Stay there. We got to go to break.
I told you it was going up.
Lindsay, we got to go to break. Come back. We'll get into all this in detail on the other side. We'll get into Iran. We'll get into the elitist. Basically getting themselves ready for total collapse. We'll talk about it all with Lindsay Williams. Key information. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in right now. This is important information. We'll be right back. Okay, he got cut off by the break. Lindsay Williams, his top globalist source, is terminal with cancer. Spilt his guts to him. And remember back, 2.5 years ago, oil was $50, sometimes even lower, $45 a barrel, crude oil. He said it's going to over 140 in the next couple months. It did. It went to 149, 150. And then he announced, okay, now it's going to go down. And it went down. And so many other predictions that have come true. But again, this guy, this top globalist, they might be feeding him real info the whole time to later give us disinfo. I'm not saying it is. It's just that, you know, it's not like, you know, God's appearing before us and telling us this, but it is very important because of the track record. And I also trust Lindsay Williams. But Lindsay, continuing. So what's the time frame on crude oil? Break it down for us.
The track record of my elitist friends who's been giving me this information over the past 35 years has been impeccable. Everything he has ever said has happened exactly like he said it. Now, you can take this. I'm trying my best to warn you what they're going to do. I don't want to frighten you. I want to let you know the facts so that you can do something about it. A little under 2 years ago, this individual said to me, and I'm still sitting here stunned that he has been able to fulfill this exactly like they said. He said to me, Chaplain, within 2 years, you will be so poor you will not be able to do anything about it. Now, I'm quoting him verbatim, just under 2 years ago. Here we are 2 years later, and they're indicating that they're going to take crude oil now and turn it around in the opposite direction to where it went. Folks, get ready. You will be paying at the gas pump, and I'm going to give you the amount that it's going up to, and I'll give you an approximate as to what the time frame for all of this is. Again, let me repeat his sign. He gave me a sign 1 year ago, and this is so important. Write it down. Watch crude oil prices, and you will know the progression of the elite. Now that they have started back up with their crude oil prices, this means that their program is on schedule. They're doing exactly what they've been telling me over these years they were going to do. Here it is. Here's the price. Crude oil is going back to $200 a barrel. Gasoline at the gas pump will be $4 to $5 a gallon. This is going to contrive massive inflation. Can you imagine what this is going to do to airline fares? With the airlines, I know they're making money right now. They're one of the most viable businesses in America. Can you imagine what this is going to do to the trucks and freight line prices? Can you imagine what this will do to the grocery store and the hardware store? Because every bit of it is hauled by either a diesel train or a truck right down the road.
And now the Al Gores and others are positioned to roll out with their solution, the, quote, green economy that they control.
Yes, and every bit of this is part of their total program of what they're going to do. Now, what Janet Napolitano said only moments ago on national news on a special bulletin, that they are very concerned about a cyber attack. Do you realize what this would do to crude oil prices when you went to, for instance, you go to the service station and you can't use your credit card? You go to the grocery store and you've got to have cash. And if you don't have cash, the cash registers aren't working because the Internet has already broken down.
Did he say anything about that?
The panel told you in advance what they're going to do.
Well, certainly. We know the government launched the worm attack. Did he say anything specifically about cyber attacks to you?
did not mention that. It just so happened that Janet Napolitano came on over.
No, they're hyping.
Only moments before I came on your program, and yet I had been told back about a week ago by this individual who had lunch with Janet Napolitano in Washington, only last Thursday, I believe it was, that something major was about to take place and to get ready because it was going to happen. So when I saw that take place this morning, when I heard her announcement, I said, here are buzzwords.
But she told you more.
That's what they're going to do.
But this person that had lunch with the head of Homeland Security, she reportedly told her, get 6 months of food and water ready?
Yeah, I need to give some background to this in a few months, but that's exactly what Janet Napolitano told her personally at a lunch, a private lunch that she and Janet Napolitano had. And she said, I want you to go straight home, get 6 months worth of food and water stored in your house. Something is about to happen. I can't tell you what it is.
So run through the list I've got. Break down what Napolitano told one of your good friends. And again, there's a lot of rich people live in Austin that I've bumped into over the years. I remember I talked about it 4 years ago. One of the richest women in America said she was moving to the Cook Islands because, quote, America won't be here. And it was, she said, basically the derivatives coming up. That was 2 years before the crash of 08. Now 2 years ago in October of 08. Now headlines, you know, rich fleeing U.S., rich fleeing Europe. Of the top 10 richest Israelis, the BBC headline a few months ago, I believe, was six of the richest have sold their houses and left Israel. I mean, what do they know? There is an evacuation taking place of the elitist. And so we're going to get into that, get into the other facets on gold, get into the other facets on the mortgage situation, Iran. Let's cover what Napolitano told your associate. Let's cover Iran. Let's cover the mortgages, gold and silver, devil's messiah, what he told you about a world religious leader. All of this, let's go over. And then anything else in your notes that you didn't give us yesterday in that talk we had. Lindsey Williams.
There is a very prominent Hispanic political activist in Phoenix, Arizona. A very devout Christian, this person is. As you remember, Janet Napolitano, who is now the Director of Homeland Security, was the governor of Arizona prior to going to Washington under the present administration. When Janet Napolitano went to Washington, she asked this very prominent activist, whose name I have in front of me right here, I could call her on the phone if I wanted to, and she asked her to come to Washington and be the liaison between the Hispanic community of America and Homeland Security. At the time, they offered her a job. They offered her a salary, $170,000, if she would take this position. When she finally was approved and went to Washington to take a position, Janet said, now, and called her by name, said, you cannot talk about certain things if you're going to come here. I know you're a Christian, but she said, you cannot talk about abortion. You cannot talk about homosexuality. You cannot talk about, and you cannot disagree with the present administration in any manner. But she said, we'd like you to take the job. Well, this individual, very strong Christian, said, I'm sorry, Janet. I can't give up my Christian convictions for the sake of $170,000 a year. She said, I can't take the job. As a result, didn't. Last week, this individual was back in Washington again trying to raise money, trying to get some grants for some of her Hispanic organizations, and Janet Napolitano heard that she was in Washington. Janet called her on the phone and said, would you please let's have lunch together? They did. I think it was Thursday of last week. This is recent. I'm not talking about two or three or four or 5 weeks ago, a month ago. I'm talking about last week. This individual just got back to Phoenix, and she said, in the course of the conversation, Janet said, now, I am only saying this to some very close friends of mine. And she said, I want you to go back to Phoenix, and the first thing I want you to do is store in your house 6 months' supply of food and water immediately. And this individual said, Janet, why? She said, I can't tell you. She said, something is about to happen. She said, go back and take care of this right now. This was very urgent. And this was Thursday of last week, if I remember correctly. Folks, you've got to understand that what Alex is saying on his show, what you're hearing on InfoWars, this is not fantasy out there someplace. This is for real. these people are ready to do some very drastic things. And fortunately, because of the elitist whom I know and have known over these 35 years, one of whom now is terminal and just about to die, they're giving me this information, and I am passing it on to you. I hope that you'll take action and do something about it. Janet said to this lady, go home. Get 6 months' supply of food and water.
Well, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, because this is important. And I'm not saying that she didn't say this. I believe it. This person contacted you, and it'll be pretty easy for folks to figure out who she is. But I remember in January and February of last year, 1999, year and a half ago or more, we had emergency managers we talked to, newspaper people that talked to emergency managers, Indiana, Vermont, Texas, New York State. We even got documents. This is before the flu broke out. They were saying, oh, this is only for your sheriff. This is only for your police chief. This is only for your threat fusion center. This is only for your mayor. There will be a flu pandemic. It will kill millions. Martial law is coming. And prepare for war with the American people. Harden all your facilities. We wrote stories. We did the interviews. It all, okay. Then a few months later in April, in the wrong hemisphere, wrong time of year, a novel flu that top scientists said was engineered popped up, but it was a hoax. So again, they use fear to get everybody to do what they want, or they test the fear, and then it's about really giving you a shot that's had other deadly things added to it that is a binary weapon. So all I'm saying is I believe she told her this. I believe she called you and told you this, and I know this is what the elitist, you know, that I read about in the paper and also have chance to talk to, say that, you know, they've been told for whatever reason, war, depression, you know, get ready. And we know the government's always building bunkers.
Let me punctuate this with something that is happening. You follow this for yourself on the national news. Insider trading. Now, let me try to explain it, if I may. On the stock market, there's the average, ordinary, everyday John Doe that trades on the stock market. Then there is what is called insider trading. That means people who are the CEOs, the corporate heads of corporations in America. Many of them are the elitists themselves, not all, but some. Insider trading means when these corporate heads, these CEOs, trade on the stock market, it's called insider trading. Whenever the average John Doe trades, it's just an average person trading. Here are the statistics. Please write these down. September the 13th through the 17th of this year, it was 400-1 of insider trading on the New York stock market. That means insiders, corporate heads, heads of CEOs, were selling their own corporate stocks. And it was 400-1, 400 being of the corporate sellers compared to one of the John Doe out here selling. Listen to this figure. October the 4th through the 8th. Now, we're right here, right where we are almost today. The insider trading has gone to 1,600-1. Folks, are you getting this? Do you understand that the corporate heads, the CEOs, the corporation managers, that these people are selling their own company stocks and bailing out in mass, and they have done it within 1 month's time from 400-1 to 1,601. What is it that these elitists, many of them, and these corporate heads, what is it that they know that you and I don't know? Why are they bailing out?
Continue.
Well, I was told by my elitist friend, and I recorded it on DVD, that by 2012, the dollar will be dead. What is it that these people know? They know what's about to happen. They know that we're going to a world currency. They know that the dollar is on its way out. Russia knows it. China knows it. That's the reason they didn't sign their agreement for crude oil and natural gas using dollars. Instead, they said we're going to use another currency. They're looking to the future because they know what's going to happen. The elitists have it already have stated to me that by 2012, the dollar will be dead. Folks, you'd better prepare. Anything that you're going to do with your dollars, you need to do them now because you may not have the opportunity. The dollar is crashing very rapidly. This is very obvious that something is in the wind that the elitists are doing. Now, they don't want to wait until the American people get so angry and upset that they start a revolution. they want to bring it about in such a manner that you will be so poor you won't be able to do anything. Let me read you the three statements that he gave to me just under 2 years ago. He said, within 2 years, you will not recognize America. I'm reading them verbatim. Again, and I recorded this on DVD. I'm so glad I did, so nobody can ever doubt it. He said again, by 2012, the dollar will be dead. Again, in the same conversation, he said, within 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. This is before the takeover of General Motors and Chrysler and AIG and the bank problems that we had toward the end of the Bush administration and before health care. Do you realize that all of these things are coming to pass exactly as this individual told me they would happen?
Amazing. Continuing, let's look at the Iran situation. What did he tell you on Iran? That's the big one.
I am so glad you asked about this, Alex, because Iran right now is critical. You remember that 2 years ago, and again, I recorded this on my DVD series, and I said, everybody thought we were going to war with Iran 2 years ago. We had all of our Air Force, our Navy, Marines, everybody, battle ready, right out there in the Persian Gulf. And nearly every talk show host, and I, as a talk show guest, was saying we were about to go to war with Iran. And I was on the phone with this elitist friend of mine one day, and he said,
No, it's not going to happen for a couple years, but that was a couple years ago.
Yeah, and then 1 year ago, nearly everybody was getting ready for it again. And he said the same thing. He said, Chaplain, it is not time for war with Iran yet. Well, I'm changing my tune altogether. It's now. It's time. They are within three. Folks, please jot this down. You are within 3 to 4 months of, and I'm putting this just as positively as I can in a manner that they would say it. The elite want a Middle East crisis within 4 to 5 months' time. It is now. Before I said you have nothing to worry about. I'm telling you now, you're within 4 or 5 months to the time that they want this. It is time.
Well, I don't even know what to say to that because so much, almost everything that this individual's told you has been dead on. Very few things have not been dead on. And you know, he said no war with Iran now. Now he's saying they are going to do it.
He says they want a conflict in the Middle East. Now, this could be with Israel. This could be concerning the West Bank. This could be many different things. They want a conflict. But don't focus your attention on that. Folks, I go back to what I said at the beginning of the program today. Please don't allow these little conflicts. And
yeah, but an attack on Iran, every major analyst talks about $200 a barrel, $400 a barrel. I mean, it runs the gamut of 200 and above. I mean, that would do your oil situation right there.
But watch China and Russia. Don't get so involved in watching what takes place in the Middle East that you...
No, I understand that they've made these oil deals and China's shifting away from dollars and so is Russia. That's all mainstream news. My issue is, what else did he say was going to happen with China and Russia?
Well, naturally, China is not going to be our best friend from this point on. They're cashing out. They don't want our T-bills anymore. They're not coming to the Federal Reserve auctions. And many of you will remember that I warned you about this a year and a half ago when this individual was on the phone with me, and he said whenever other countries stop buying our T-bills and our Federal Reserve auctions, that the dollar is going to collapse because there's nobody to back it up. Now the Federal Reserve is buying their own T-bills back again and monetizing the debt in a different manner. We are in everything this man told me in the past 2 years is happening just like that. Now watch China, because China is not going to continue buying our currencies. Instead, they're going to gold and silver. Okay, you ready? Here's the next one. Gold and silver. Oh, my goodness, people, I warned you. I begged of you 2 years ago to buy gold and silver. Now, folks, I don't sell gold and silver. I don't represent any gold and silver dealer or company. You couldn't buy a piece of gold or silver for me if you call me on my phone personally and ask me to sell it to you. I am telling you what I have been told. Gold and silver, when I warned you 2 years ago, it was $600 to $650 an ounce. Today it's $1,350 an ounce, and it's still cheap. Where is gold and silver going? Here is the prediction. The currency of the elite is gold and silver. They are not going to allow anything to control it nor to disturb it. I warn you, years ago, gold and silver, and I've just been told, is going up, up, Can I say it any plainer? You have seen nothing yet. The price of gold and silver is going so catastrophic above what it is today, you have never seen the like. It is the, I was told by this elitist that the only place that you could protect your assets is in gold and silver. And even at $1,350 an ounce, it still is cheap compared to what you're going to be paying for it a year from now.
And that's what he told you.
Yes, it's going to continue to go up and up and up. There is no end to this. It is the only thing. You can't depend on real estate anymore. There's no way in this world. This mortgage crisis, and we haven't even gotten all that subject yet.
Yeah, let's cover the mortgage crisis when we come back. Any other key intel he gave you?
One of the issues that has been so prominent lately is a mortgage crisis. And let me tell you what they, the elitist, have planned. They planned it way back in the 80s. They knew exactly what they were doing. This is not happening by chance. Every bit of this is by design. It is MBS. You'll be hearing this word more and more, mortgage-backed securities. They started these teaser loans, these interest-only, all of the modern-day method of mortgaging. Now, that's both for residential and commercial real estate. They knew when they started issuing these loans that it was going to wind up exactly where it is today. And it is estimated that the mortgage-backed securities issue is as high as $45 trillion. A professor in a university up in the Northeast gave this statistic this past week. It's mind-boggling. What they've done is they have taken your house mortgage, they've taken the residential and the commercial mortgages, and they've sliced them and they've diced them. And without having paperwork, they only had oftentimes computer entries to prove that they had the rights to be able to do this. They have sold these things to everything from pension funds to mutual funds to banks to insurance companies to France to England. They've sold them all over the world, and they've used them for bartering and trading, and it's oftentimes what you hear about as the secret instrument, so to speak, is going on today. Now, what is the end result of this going to be? Folks, This is so, when I heard this, I literally was mind-boggled. Eventually, the government will have to step in and bail this industry out. There is no way that, and they want it. This is the end goal of this, is for this crisis to become so critical. Now, you'll remember only about 2 weeks ago, Bank of America, Chase, a number of other lending institutions, said we're not going to any longer make any foreclosures. We're not going to sell any foreclosed mortgages on houses. And then just the beginning of this week, they came back and changed altogether and said we're starting all over again. They are scared to death. The lending institutions have repossessed property. They've turned around and resold that property illegally. Now, please listen to this. If you have bought a house within the past 3 years' time that was a repossession, you probably cannot get a clear title to it, and the banks know it. And you will lose. You ought to lose that property. I don't want to frighten you, but if you bought anything repossessed from one of the lending institutions in the past 3 years, you are due to lose it. Why? Because they don't have proper title. They don't have the warranty deeds. They did not get the paperwork from the counties, and these $45 trillion worth of debt is out there floating
around.
Lindsay,
stay there.
The elitists have engineered this. They know exactly what they're doing. They want a crisis to grow so big that they're basically just waiting until it can grow so large that they can say to the Federal Reserve, you've got to bail us out. Of course, they'll do it through the Treasury of the United States of America like they've done the other bailout programs of GN and Chrysler and AIG, and they'll say, there's no way. The world is going to collapse. The sky is going to fall in. And so as a result, you can expect in the future, and this is what the elite want, they want the government to step in and bail out these mortgage-backed securities, and it's going to take an original bailout somewhere between the tune of $2 and $7 trillion. That's the original bailout. It could go as far as $45 trillion if they bail out everything that's out there. Now, what's this going to bring about? Oh, this is the scary part. Whenever this happens, Now, this man told me 2 years ago, and I couldn't comprehend what he was saying. He said, after 2 years, you will be so poor. And he said, again, after 2 years, nearly everyone will be working for the government. Folks, when they bail out this mortgage-backed securities issue that we've got right now, the elite will own, folks, are you getting this? The elite will own every piece of mortgaged real estate in the United States of America, both commercial and residential, and you will make your house payment to the elite because they will own it through the Federal Reserve, which they are.
And that's how they're taking houses that are even, they're even taking houses that are paid for because the note was sold to so many people, they're all coming to get it. And
that's right. If you have bought a house within the past 3 years that was repossessed, you probably do not own clear title to it, and they can come in and take it. You will be their slave. Oh, Alex, I don't know how to say to these
people. No, that's how it works. The government, Israel and the U.S., releases the worm and says we got to take the web over. They create the mortgage crisis and then say we got to take over to save it, and then it only gets worse. I mean, this is what they do. I mean, Lindsay, specifically, what did he tell you about this religious world leader? You've talked about this before. What's the latest on what he calls the devil's messiah?
Well, it's the religious control, basically, that's what we're talking about. Not only is their program government and political and monetary, such as we've talked about in the mortgage crisis and so on, they definitely have what was referred to me back about 2 years ago, devil's messiah. And as a result, I did an entire section on it on one of your programs one day, how they're working through 501c3 organizational status with churches, how that it also is in our schools, what they're doing with introducing evolution years ago. Every bit of this is a part of that total. Okay, basically, here's the way he put it. He said, we had to remove the God that America was founded on from society in order to bring about our new world order. That was their statement.
And that's how the devil would do it. We see the World Council of Churches, the National Council of Churches, openly funded by Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller Foundations. They go in, and now all the big churches, Catholic, a lot of Baptists, Methodists, you know, Bill Gates is good, eugenics is good, open borders is good, the family's bad. They are turning these into devilish propaganda arms. And, folks, the devil isn't going to show up in a red pajamas like Anton LaVey with a little black goatee. The devil comes as an angel of light. And whether you believe in God or not, the UN and everybody else at the global level has announced they want a one-world religion. The Pope has announced they want a one-world religion, the last one. And this is the system that is being pushed where they come at you with this world religion.
And they use the expression to me, devil's messiah. Now, whether you will hear it from another or not, you may not, because naturally this is really getting down to the hard core of it. You have to keep in mind, I've been a minister of the gospel for 50 years. I'm in my 70s, but still very active. And this man uses expressions to me that you might not hear otherwise, devil's messiah. And it includes an entire program or a whole facet of their perversion, which they have to do in order to bring in the new world order. They cannot bring the devil's messiah to a righteous people.
Well, of course they've got
to perverted religion.
Of course they've got to go through the back door and take over the churches to do this. That happens in every authoritarian system.